Live from Robin's Nest and the Highwayman's Lodge, it's Punky.
This is Punky. This is Punky.
Gooper, Gooper.
Hello.
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And this show is like no other. This is The Misunderstood. Listening to Project Marv underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the bed this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was a band called The Misunderstood and a track called Find the Hidden Door. And you're right. It was a piece of late 60s / 1970s psychedelic rock, as is everything else on the show this week. So make sure you are prepared. Because people used to this show will not be used to this music. But it's crazy and it's got punk roots, as will be developed later on in the show. If you are a young listener and you know what the hell's going on, ask your folks about this stuff. Because basically, psychedelia was a crazy thing. Now, as a good old punk rocker, I was always told, never trust a hippie, my friend. But these guys, if you listen to the lyrics in these songs and you catch the music and everything that goes with them, I'm not defending them, by the way. I'm just explaining about them. You will see that most of these people were quite clearly off their nuts on drugs when they were writing these songs. Now then, I obviously, because they're all 60s bands and 70s bands and very, very obscure, I haven't got websites for any of them.
Right.
So it's a draw this week.
Fair play.
I won't be asking you that. I won't be asking you those questions, Tony.
Okay.
If you're a first-time listener, you probably want to give up now and go and find a good podcast. I have some additional material for you.
Okay.
Here goes. Now, this is fresh off the boat, this stuff. Watch it, Paul. What do you get when you cross a T-Rex with fireworks?
Don't know.
Dynamite.
Nice.
Glumbongo, glumbongo. Pissed off in the Congo. Because it is, of course, fireworks night today in the UK, when we celebrate the burning of Catholics, as we've discussed many times before. Yep. And we're rushing the show a bit because I want to go and watch the fireworks. That's how much I care. We did have a late entry last week. Greetings once again. This is Eric from Central Ohio. I hope it's not too late for the Halloween show's joke. If it is, fuck it, I'll send it anyway. It was too late, but thanks. A young Native American boy walks up to his father and asks, "Father, how did you name my siblings and I?" The father replied, "At the time of your birth, I looked across the fields and took your names from what I saw. Your sister, White Dove. Your brother, Dancing Bear. Why do you ask, two dogs fucking?" Thanks again. Been getting into some psychobilly, late. Thanks for your podcast. By the way, why is Tony going to Los Angeles? He hasn't said. Miami Beach is so much more fun. Take care. Well, hey, it's up to Tone there. Perhaps you'll explain why after the next song, Tone.
Okay.
Sure. I should explain as well that the two jokes you've read out are a part of Comedy Suburbs, and we like to start the show with a joke and a poem. Haven't had a poem this week, but we had those two jokes. If you have a joke for me, email paulieb at comedy suburbs. Email paulieb at punkyradio.com, titling your email Comedy Suburbs. Yes.
Yes.
If you poem, do the same thing, but title the email Poetry Corner. Don't get them confused. Next track, again, it's off. What I'll do is I'll tell you about the compilation all these songs are from in a bit, because it's a 3-CD compilation that's come out via Cherry Red Records, and thanks very much to them for giving us permission to play every single track on this show. I'm particularly looking forward to track 4, by the way, with a funny little story about it. But anyway, it's time for a band called The Deviants.
Okay.
I have very little information about them, although they were legendary psychedelic rock band of the late 60s, stroke early 70s, and this is You've Got to Hold On. Listening to Destroy the Evidence underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was the Deviants, as I said. This isn't really you. This is kind of the thing that falls in line behind garage punk that then goes to punk. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Even though garage punk is kind of, in some ways, before it, well, was before it, but was to one side. This was this real crazy music that I wasn't into this music at all as a younger man. But as you get older, you start liking the freakiness of it. As life gets more freaky, the music goes with it. Now, have you got any Facebook comments for us?
I do. Thanks for your Facebook comments. If you are on Facebook, please do leave us a comment and like the page. It takes for the moment. Everyone is on Facebook these days. Go to facebook.com/punkyradio. Click the like button. You give us a comment. You can send us messages. We don't check them all that often. So your best bet is to leave us a comment. And that's what these two people did. Both of them responded to last week's show. First of all, from Josh Murphy, who just says, bollocks, forgot to send my Halloween joke in. Seems to be a lot of that, Josh, but send it anyway.
Yeah, he still hasn't.
Yeah, of course not. And Cynthia Brewer going to saying, great music, great banter. Keep on doing what you do. We will.
Thanks very much, Saint.
Yeah, both of them responded to last week's show. So, That's all we've had.
But make sure you leave some Facebook comments for us. I'm going to tell you a little bit about this comp now, Tom.
Okay.
Right, so Cherry Red's dedicated UK psych imprint Grapefruit is proud to announce the release in October, so it's already happened, of the 3CD anthology Love, Poetry and Revolution, a journey through the British psychedelic and underground scenes 1966 to 1972. This is old music. Housed in a clam box with a lavishly annotated and illustrated 36-page booklet, this important release features much of M2, including previously unissued demo recordings by loads of different bands, etc., etc. I'll read out more during the show. But there's just loads and loads of, there's just loads of good stuff on it, basically. Mm. And loads of stuff that, if you fancy something different, or you fancy hearing something different, or you fancy getting someone a really, really weird Christmas present as much as anything else, get them Love, Poetry and Revolution, because it's just, it's a window into this crazy world. Right, speaking of that, I'm going to do another song.
Okay.
All right, so third track this week. And as I said, you know, I've been saying keep an open mind about it. The next band on that we're playing are The Open Minds. And this is a song, mate, I got well into this when I was listening to it this afternoon. This is Magic Potion.
And you will see
fag buttons.
You're listening to Desoro's underneath us right now. Thanks, doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
Did you do anything last week?
We booked the flights. I can't remember what day we did that, but we have booked the flights now.
Right.
To San Francisco.
It's all happening.
It's all happening, and it's non-refundable. So it's happening.
Yeah.
And I've been looking into the Virgin. The Virgin do a fear of flying course.
I beg your pardon.
Virgin Atlantic do a fear of flying course that I'm probably going to go on.
Right.
It's a 1-day event, which sounds pretty interesting. So it's over either next week or the week after, either in Manchester or Gatwick.
Right. Well, Manchester would make more sense for you.
It would, but that's this weekend, and I don't know if I can do this weekend. I'm always so busy, of course.
Of course.
But I've got friends who live near Gatwick Airport, so I might do that.
Okay.
But apart from that, not a great much deal. Oh, what? We've had one person get in touch. A punky listener's got in touch, who lives in near San Francisco, offered to buy us a pint. So we're all probably going to meet the guy named Rem, who we've not heard of the guy before, but he's been listening to the show.
Well, I'll go further than that, mate. See if you stay at his house.
We can't be asking too much.
If you live on the west coast of the States and you would like Tony to stay with you, why not send an email to tony@punkyradio.com, type your email, fancy crashing at mine.
Exactly. If you're in California or anywhere around there, feel free to email and get in touch. We're always up for ideas or any suggestions of what to see around there. And you are right, the Grand Canyon is closed, the north rim.
Right, yeah.
The south's open.
But I would recommend trying to get to the south rim anyway.
Yeah.
It's brilliant.
Yeah, that's basically what we're doing.
Right.
What are you up to?
I went to Lille.
Excellent.
I went to the Lille Vintage Weekender, and it's a free festival of vintage clothing, cinema and live music. And they don't have that many bands on. They had 2 on Friday, 3 Saturday, 3 Sunday. Got the Eurostar there. Never got the Eurostar before. Absolutely brilliant on the way out.
Yeah.
What a superb thing. Got to Lille. It was raining. Found a hotel. It wasn't as good as we hoped. We went from the hotel to the venue in the rain, watched the bands. They were really good. Came out in the rain, went out, got pissed in the rain. Did a similar thing Saturday. It was just funny because when I was learning French at school, it was all about the Legrand family and their son, Didier Legrand, who were from Lille. So I was just walking around doing all these ridiculous phrases, just shouting random shit out, really, because it was in Lille. Lille a gagné, 5-3, Lille 1-5-3. Tetrois, Didier, tu me casses les oreilles. Shut up, Didier, you're breaking my ears. And my particular favourite, c'est mon hippopotame, Isidore. This is my hippopotamus, Isidore. He had one in his back garden. I didn't see any walking around, but then it was a long time ago. I just want to... There's a couple of things that I want to say. Now, the British... Tony, we'll drink in any weather.
Yep.
We don't need to be inside. And on the Saturday night after the show, and by the way, the Dustaphonics on Saturday night were brilliant, by the way. And hello to Ivan, who I introduced myself, actually. A really nice bloke and the mastermind behind the Dustaphonics. We went out, we found this bar afterwards, and because we've been told it stayed open until 6 a.m, we thought, brilliant. No, bizarrely, it stays open as a restaurant until 6 a.m. for food, right?
Oh.
So we were sat outside, right? We sat outside, we're having a drink, and the rain starts coming down. And we're undercover, but it's under like a tarpaulin sort of roof with those like clear plastic sides on it and that.
Mm.
And the wind started whipping up and the rain was coming down, and we had to move seats and everywhere to start with because there was so much rain falling on us through the gaps. So we moved to this other seat. Everyone else moved inside. Oh no, we weren't going inside because one or two of us might have wanted a smoke. So we stayed outside in just the most ridiculous weather with all these French people looking through the window going, eh, le rest beef. Say, idiot. And we were just sat there. And how we dealt with the weather was inspirational. And our waiter did think it was a very good job. And we said, oh, you know what? It's a bit cold for lager. Let's have hot chocolate with rum in it. And that was how we dealt with it. Have you seen Carry On up the Khyber Pass when they're being shelled and they're still... they're having dinner in the afternoon and the building is falling down around them, but they're still having dinner because they're British. It was very much like that.
Okay.
Very briefly, on Sunday, we saw King Slimey comes Cumberland 3 and MFC Chicken, and they were both, as you'd expect, absolutely terrific. Kim had a good chat with Eric from King Slimey. Got some photos taken with my mate Steve, who does resemble him, it has to be said. And Eric Baconstrip, always when he's on stage, he wears a pair of sunglasses with one lens knocked out, so you can just see one eye through it and one shade. So for a laugh, I took two pairs of sunglasses that we did exactly the same thing with, and me and Steve stood at the front waiting for him to notice us. As he did, and just pissed himself laughing. And after the gig, walked home and said, "I've got to have a photo taken with you." He went, "I was hoping you'd say that." On the way back, we went with Eurostar on Monday afternoon, and we got to Calais, and then the train stopped, and they said, "You can't go through because there's an electrical fault in the tunnel." It doesn't. I might need to do a fear of training course after this.
Oh dear.
I didn't really fancy going in that tunnel, knowing that they had electrical problems, but it was all right anyway. And because we're an hour and 20 minutes late, apparently we qualified for some conversation, so I'll find out how much that is later on in a week. There you go, that's that. Want to tell you this briefly. This next band are called Ticonderoga, and the track is called Witchy Dido, and apparently they were forerunners of the Damned.
All right.
They were an early version of the Damned, so they must have been into the early 70s, 71, 72. I've never heard of them before. I don't know which members of the bands were in them, of the Damned were in them, etc. Indeed, even if it is that Damned, it must be the Damned. But anyway, this is proper good. This is proper good. Listen out for John's Children. I'll talk about them afterwards. In the meantime, this is Witchy Dido.
Pogo.
I can see you in the
too far, I can go back. Dang it, I'm last spring, I'm never back, yeah. Dang it, I'm last spring, I'm never back, yeah. Baby, when I say, oh,
listening to the Rich Morton Sound underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was John's Children and a track called Jagged Time Lapse, which is from Love, Poetry and Revolution, as is every other song on the show this week, which is the new thing out on Cherry Red Stroke Grapefruit. And I have just Googled. All I did was put in Grapefruit, Love, Poetry and Revolution, and came up with Cherry Red Records, which is cherryred.co.uk. Love Poetry and Revolution and all about it. So you will be able to find it really easily just by typing in cherryred.co.uk and look for yourself, or by typing in Grapefruit, Love Poetry and Revolution, and you'll go straight to it, and that will be the easiest way to buy that. Yes, sirree, Bob.
Excellent.
Have you got any gigs for us?
I do.
In that case, you must be time for In a Hippie Styly,
Tony's International Gig Guide 12 Bar.
Bomberman, don't trip me out.
Wow. Yep, another week, another gigs at 12 Bar Club. There's something on Friday, it's a private event, so you can't get in. So I'm going to do Thursday, Saturday and Sunday. This Thursday, Freddie Green and a Few Good Folk, Cook and the Case, Ancient Times, Della Looper and a late show from Honey Milk. It's an ESD Presents night.
There's enough on. I'm calling it £6.
It is £6.
Nice.
Friday private. Saturday night, 9th of November. Top Buzzer and the Rockets. Top Buzzer, the Rockets and the Long Dicks. It's Bonnie and Clyde's Renegade Rendezvous night. It's a night of outlaw, ska, punk and rock and roll.
Fabulous.
And they haven't put down the price.
Ah. How's the Rockets spelled?
Oh, no, they have put down the price. They're not normally R-O-C-K-E-T-S.
All right. So it's not... It's not the Rockets.
It's the Rockets UK.
Yeah, the Rockets UK. All right. Well, in that case, then, Tony, I think you just have to give me the point.
No, so it is there. I missed it. It is there. So how much do you think?
£6.
It is £6.
Shouldn't give me it anyway.
Sunday night, The Chaos and More. It's a First Step Management Presents night. No idea.
This is all a bit new this weekend, isn't it?
Isn't it? So, Sunday night, The Chaos.
£5.
It is?
Oh, yes.
Excellent.
I've done well there.
You have done well.
So that concludes In a Hippie Styly.
Tony's
International Gig Guide 12 Bar. And you. Not men.
Men. No.
Men. Oh, the shame.
Tells you you oughtn't go with guys. tales he knew. Oh, hadn't denied him. Don't go into the park, little girl. You know those men are all the same. Stay inside of the dark, little girl. Boy wants just one thing.
Well, I just spoke about them, but you can hear the Dustaphonics underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
If you are on my Facebook page, I think the photo album's public anyway, but I have put up photographs of the trip to Lille. As of yet, not many photos of me, so it's a good album. But I did let some other contributors be on it, so hopefully we'll get some more photos up next week or so. That was a track by Bank of the Shame. It's called Don't Go Away, Little Girl, and I hope you listen to the lyrics. Because when I started listening to it, I went, oh, pedo, but no, it's not. It's just going, look, be careful when you go out. There's a lot of bad men out there. A fabulous lesson.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yes.
Now, have you got anything this week?
No, usual case. We're booking holiday, booking everything, and getting stuff ready to go. So that's pretty much what we'll be doing for the next quite a few weeks.
Right.
What are you up to?
What am I up to, Tony?
What are you
up to? I'll tell you. It's my gigs this weekend in Hitchin, Letchworth and Bulldock. You can find out all about them via lastminutecomedy.com or the nascent new site lastminutecomedy.wordpress.com, which will be where we will be eventually. They've both got information about all three gigs. All three gigs feature Sally Ann Hayward, who I've spelt wrong on all the posters like an idiot, and Nick Page, who I haven't. Two good friends of mine, two excellent comics, and we're all going to be hanging around all weekend, so it should be really, really good fun. So if you are in the North Hertfordshire area this Sunday, make sure you get down to see some stand-up comedy, and that's what I'm doing this week.
Excellent.
Right. Now.
Yes.
I couldn't do a psychedelic rock special without a band called The Crazy World of Arthur Brown, right? You've heard of them, haven't you?
Don't think so.
I mean, The Crazy World of Arthur Brown were like the kings of psychedelic rock in the UK in the late 60s, and one of their tracks is featured on this compilation, Love, Poetry and Revolution, which, as I said, is out now on Cherry Red Records, and thanks very much to Matt sending stuff through. I have cheekily asked for them to send me a physical compilation that we might be able to put in the Christmas competition, which is starting to come together. Which
okay.
We will run throughout December, probably, or certainly the first half. So I don't know whether we'll get that yet. But anyway, worth a purchase, worth getting hold of. I think you can buy individual tracks online if you want. If you just like some ones you've heard this week, you'll be able to buy those. Or you can have a listen through it and see which ones you like. If you want to put together yourself a single disc compilation, I think you can do this. Or just get a whole lot, because it's proper weird, as you probably noticed. So Yeah, that's that, isn't it? I know I've gone for the wrong page there to tell you what's happening next. So this is a track by The Crazy World of Arthur Brown, and this builds up as it goes through and ends up exactly the title that it is. This is Nightmare. Listening to Robbie Allen Band underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
I would like to say, I think that's the first festival I've ever come back from with my voice intact.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Could
I think
be.
So. I think so. It's woo, just off Halloween, woo, spooky, Paul's voice survives, woo. And I've been really, really short of money of late, and I picked up my emails on Monday afternoon, one of which had come from my agent on Friday, saying, sorry, I've just realised I've completely forgotten to pay you all year.
Really?
Yeah, and I hadn't noticed. I mean, I haven't had a lot through this year, but I've had enough.
Yeah.
Got a nice little, well, it was a back, it's not a cheque, but a nice little lump sum through to suddenly make everything all right after what's been quite tricky of late. So I was actually being a bit tight in France because I was so short of cash, and then I realised that, and thought, oh, I could have had a blowout, never mind. Anyway, have you got to ask?
I don't.
Right, well, you better run through that and tell all of our naughty listeners exactly why they're naughty.
Yes. Please do email me. If we don't have your tight nominations, we can't do the feature. And we did threaten at the start of the year that we were going to... for starters, we thought it was going to be the year of the twat, but it wasn't.
No, and then it really hasn't been, has it?
It really hasn't been. So we can't do it if you don't email us. I'm pretty sure there are twats in the world. I've seen loads of them. So
besides do France.
Exactly, everywhere. So just, all you need to do is email me, tony@punkyradio.com. I want the twat's name, where they're from, and the reason. It's that simple. Yeah, talking money woes, I mean, for example, this month, my energy company decided to finally send me a bill.
Oh, you owned one?
Yes, Tonetricity. Well, that's a small concern. They hadn't sent us the gas bill, so we got a big one. And a letter of apology saying, oh, sorry, this is so big, but it's your year's worth of gas that you haven't paid for. So we got stung with that this month. That would be perfect for twatting. But I think,
yeah,
you know. Actually, that will do, actually.
Twat them.
I will twat them. So for sending me a stupidly sized bill after 7 months of blissfully unawareness and hot houses... Ecotricity, they're normally great eco-friendly electricity company, is a twat. And therefore, and also this month I've got a house, and I had it recently serviced with a gas boiler, and the plumber's now been three times, and every time he goes and comes back he declares that something else has gone wrong, and his last quote was £600.
Oh, sweet Jesus.
But I shall see how that one turns out before I might save that one for next week. There's a little saga going on there, but yeah.
We would like to hear your twats. Now, after all the anger and aggro, I think we should finish the show this week with something happy. What do you think?
I think we should.
This is the last track this week from the psychedelic rock compilation out on J-Red Records, which is Love, Poetry and Revolution. And this is Shy Limbs, and this is Love.
cabin down by a canyon. Bunch of guns.
That was love, Tony.
Love.
That's exactly how it goes. That was love. Actually, there was a really good psychedelic band called Love as well, but they didn't feature on this compilation. So, that's about it for this week. I feel like apologising to first-time listeners who might be wondering exactly where the punk is on this punky radio podcast. But this was a special, and we do have from time to time. Regular listeners to the show, I've had feedback from me saying you really like the specials when we send you a load of different sort of music. So that's exactly what you've got this week. I am just happy that I found Ticonderoga, and I'm going to find out more about them. That's about it. I hope to see some of you down at my shows this weekend. Thanks very much to the internet stations that carry the show, and thanks also to Mevio for hosting the show for donkey's years without us really doing anything about it, and now I've finally started being thankful. Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
A poog, man. A poog.